Okay, so for this deep dive,
We're going to be looking at Leo Man in Bed.
specifically, we are flipping through Leo Man in Bed, Top Tips for Ultimate Pleasure.
By astrologer Laura King.
Oh, okay.
So if you want like the full download on Leo Man in Bed,
Right.
this is the one to
Check it
check
out.
out.
Yeah. I'm
And
interested to hear what you took away from it.
yeah. So one thing that really stood out
To me, the king mentions like right away,
in
it's
the
just
chair.
the sheer importance of physical connection for a Leo man.
Yeah, and I think to understand that,
It's helpful to remember that Leo is ruled by the sun.
just as the sun is a source of vitality and energy, Leos often have a very powerful physical presence.
And crave that intense connection. So that's something to keep in mind as we're going through this. Yeah, and she even mentions like multiple times a day,
Oh, wow.
which a lot.
That's some serious energy.
Yeah.
But I think, you know,
Before anyone gets overwhelmed or runs for the hills. She also emphasizes that for a Leo man, it's not just about the act itself. You know what I mean? It's not,
It's about the feeling,
it's about the
the
experience.
experience.
Exactly.
And I thought it was really interesting how she talked about, like,
Creating this whole romantic
she
atmosphere.
even mentioned, like, rose petals.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, really going all out. And that's because Leos really want to feel like royalty.
They want to feel adored, cherished.
Yeah.
And again, it goes back to like,
It's about feeding that need for admiration,
yes.
which is such a core part of understanding a Leo man
Right. So it's less about,
who's jumping into bed
right.
and more about making him feel like king of the jungle
Or,
or the bedroom,
ooh,
right?
bedroom.
Exactly.
So, okay.
We're channeling our inner hype person. We're showering them with
We're
compliments,
making them feel
like they are the absolute best.
but
King also mentions that it's not just about passively receiving praise either,
right.
right? Like it's not just
You
about
touching
you're
them.
catching on, It's about active engagement too.
Okay.
Leos are playful.
They're energetic. They crave a partner who can match their enthusiasm.
And keep them on their toes.
Okay.
Remember those suggestions of biting and scratching?
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say that definitely caught my
Oh, yeah.
eye.
Let's,
Because
you know, I mean, it seemed a little intense at first glance.
it does, doesn't it? But again, it ties into that need for playfulness, for a little bit of fire.
And excitement in the dynamic.
And she links it to the lion's natural tendency.
For a little bit of playful roughhousing,
Okay.
however, and this is crucial, she stresses,
Right.
communication is
I'm
paramount.
discussing boundaries, having a safe word. Those are non-negotiables. Absolutely. Safety and consent always come first.
No
The
matter
core.
how playful things get. So
Oh.
we've covered like the importance of admiration,
We've talked about active engagement,
making him feel like the center of your world.
but in a way that feels exciting and playful. But you know what I'm curious about is
How do we keep that spark going long term?
that's where it gets really interesting. Let's dig into that right after this quick break. You know, it's amazing how much keeping that spark going long term really ties back to those core Leo traits that we've been talking about, like that confidence, that love of adventure, and always being the center of attention.
So it's not enough to like just shower them with compliments in the beginning. You have to
Yeah.
keep finding
To make
ways.
them feel special, even as the relationship progresses.
And King gives some really interesting suggestions in this guide. She talks about like the importance of keeping things fresh, trying new things, both in and out of the bedroom. Think like surprise getaways, spontaneous dates, even like exploring new locations for intimacy.
Okay, so like if it feels like an adventure, you're on the right track. Don't let things get stale.
Precisely. And when it comes to like turning up the heat in the bedroom specifically, King does get into some pretty specific techniques.
All right, let's hear it.
One that she emphasizes throughout the guide is the power of a good back massage.
Okay, so like erotic back massages, got it.
But why is that so significant?
For a Leo man specifically.
I mean, I feel like most people enjoy a good back massage, so.
You're right, most people do. But for a Leo, it goes beyond just like simple relaxation.
Remember how we talked about their need to feel like royalty? The physical touch combined with the focus, the attention, the pampering. It all taps into that desire to be adored.
And worship.
So it's about like creating this whole vibe, going
Yes.
all out, maybe some
Exactly.
candles,
Yeah.
music. maybe even some of those rose petals that King mentioned earlier.
Exactly.
It's about creating this whole experience.
That makes him feel like he's the center of your world.
Like he's the object of your undivided attention.
That makes sense.
But
it's not just about sticking with what's comfortable either. Right.
Right.
King also talks about like the importance of trying new things.
Yes.
Being like a bit more adventurous in the bedroom.
Absolutely. And this is where that like playful Leo energy comes back into play.
Okay.
King suggests incorporating elements of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some light teasing.
Okay.
Even like a little bit of playful wrestling or role playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about keeping things exciting.
And unpredictable.
Okay.
Which aligns perfectly with a Leo's natural desire for novelty and stimulation.
So, like, don't be afraid to, you know.
Get a little creative.
Yeah.
Get a little frisky. Have some fun with it.
Exactly. And if you really want to take things to the next level.
Okay.
King even suggests, you know, incorporating sex toys into the mix.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're venturing into uncharted territory.
But again, this ties back to that need for excitement.
Exactly.
New experiences. So.
New sensations, new ways to explore intimacy.
Right.
It all plays into that desire for a dynamic.
Okay.
An engaging sexual connection.
But no matter how adventurous things get.
Right.
It's important to remember that communication is key.
Yes, 100%.
Right. We need to make sure that...
That everyone is comfortable.
Yes.
On the same page.
Always talk to your partner.
Right.
About what you're comfortable with, what you're curious about.
Yes.
Enthusiastic consent is crucial, no matter what your astrological sign is.
Speaking of consent and being on the same page.
King also delves into this whole dynamic of...
dominance and submission.
When it comes to a Leo man in bed.
Yes.
And I have to admit, like, this is where I get a little unsure of how to navigate things.
Okay.
Because, like, on one hand, we're talking about a sign that...
Naturally gravitates towards, like, a more dominant role.
You kick a nail on the head.
Right.
It's a delicate balance. And it's important to remember that not all Leos are the same.
Okay.
Some might, like, fully embrace that dominant role, whereas others might be more comfortable with, like, a balance of power.
So how do we figure out...
What feels good and safe.
With everyone involved.
You guessed it. Communication is key.
Okay.
Before exploring any kind of power dynamic in the bedroom.
It's essential to have an open and honest conversation.
About what you're both comfortable with.
So like setting clear boundaries,
yes.
Talking about what you're into.
What you're not into.
Yes.
And having a safe word no matter what.
Absolutely. A safe word is crucial.
Right.
Regardless of the type of intimacy that you're exploring.
Okay.
It allows either partner to like hit pause.
If something feels off.
If something feels uncomfortable or unsafe.
Which is so important.
Yes.
Now, I know, like, some people might shy away from any talk of, like, dominance and submission.
But King does point out that for some...
Allowing a Leo man to, like, take the lead...
In the bedroom can be really enjoyable.
Yes. And that goes back to their natural confidence.
Right.
And ability to create a sense of excitement.
Right.
It's about tapping into that energy.
And letting them, like... lead the dance, so to speak.
But, and this is a big but.
Okay.
It has to be a mutual agreement.
Right.
It shouldn't feel like one person is being pressured.
Right.
Or coerced in anything.
Consent is non-negotiable.
Absolutely.
No matter what your astrological sign is.
100%.
Now, shifting gears a bit.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the bedroom.
Right.
But what about keeping that spark alive?
Outside the bedroom.
That's a great question.
Because, like... A relationship is obviously more than just...
What happens between the sheets, so...
Of course, of course.
What does King suggest when it comes to, like...
Keeping things exciting long-term?
Well, it circles back to what we've been discussing all along. Appealing to those core Leo traits. Remember those spontaneous dates?
Mm-hmm.
Surprise getaways, keeping things fresh. Right, so it's not necessarily about, like, grand gestures,
right.
But more about that element of surprise,
yeah.
Making them feel like you're, like,
yes.
Putting an effort
mm-hmm.
to keep things interesting.
You got it.
Okay.
It's those little things that show you're paying attention, mm-hmm. that you're invested in keeping the relationship vibrant
okay.
and engaging.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Leos love to be appreciated.
Okay.
So don't be afraid to express your admiration.
For those qualities that drew you to them in the first place.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, as you've been, like, listening and taking notes
throughout this deep dive,
has anything like
surprised you or stood out as like
particularly insightful?
You know, it's funny you should ask that, but what's really struck me like throughout this whole deep dive with Laura King's book
okay
is how much she emphasizes the emotional connection.
Okay.
When it comes to like intimacy with a Leo man.
That is interesting because like we've been talking a lot about playfulness, adventure.
Right.
Even like some light dominance and stuff.
Right.
But
it sounds like you're saying like at the end of the day, none of that really works long term.
Yeah.
Unless there's like a genuine emotional connection as well.
Precisely. And that circles back to something that we
touched upon earlier, this idea of authenticity when it comes to like
complimenting and praising a Leo.
Right. You can't just like shower them with empty flattery.
Right.
And expect it to work forever.
Exactly.
At some point, it's got to be genuine.
It has to be genuine. And I think that's a really, really important point that King drives home throughout this guide.
Okay.
Leos, for all of their love of attention,
mm-hmm.
are actually quite good at spotting insincerity.
Okay.
They crave admiration, yes,
yeah.
but it has to be genuine.
So it's not just about saying what you think they want to hear.
Right.
It's about figuring out, like,
what you genuinely appreciate about
them. Absolutely. It's about finding those, like, specific qualities, those unique aspects of their personality and character that resonate with you on a deeper level.
Okay.
Because when the praise comes from that place of authenticity,
it's so much more meaningful.
That makes sense because, like, who doesn't want to feel loved and appreciated for? Like,
who they truly are.
Right? Exactly.
Not just for
course. Yeah.
Like, the image they project.
Yes.
Or the, you know, the role they play.
Exactly. And I think that's a really, really powerful takeaway from King's Guide.
Okay.
Yes. It's about understanding like the specific traits and desires of a Leo man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also about approaching intimacy with the sense of curiosity.
Okay.
Playfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And a willingness to like really connect on a deeper level.
It's not just about like,
it's not about just checking off boxes.
Yeah, like following a script or checking off boxes. Yeah.
It's about finding that spark, that shared energy, and letting it guide you.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into the heart of a Leo man.
Any like final words of wisdom?
For our listeners out there.
I think the biggest takeaway, whether you're involved with a Leo or anyone else,
mm-hmm.
is that intimacy is a dance.
Okay.
It's about finding that rhythm together,
mm-hmm.
communicating openly, and never being afraid to like experiment.
And explore what feels good for both of you.
Communication, exploration, authenticity.
A whole lot of playfulness.
Yes.
Sounds like a recipe for some exciting times.
It does, doesn't it?
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the world of the Leo man in bed.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep connecting,
and keep those flames burning bright.